All right, and I'll call the meeting of the WPCA Privatization Committee to order right at 6:30. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We do a couple of admissions here. Okay. All right, let me do a roll call. Jim?
Here.
Chris?
Present.
Maria? Not here. James?
Here.
Anita? No, Anita. Charles?
Present.
And John? John's not here, but we do have a quorum. We have seven members, and we've got four here. All right, so we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would wish to speak? Going once, second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I ask for a motion to close the public part of the meeting.
So
make a motion to close. Second.
Okay, we got two.
We'll both fight for that.
Yeah, whichever one.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, public portion is closed. It's not a big agenda today. We're kind of in between. The appraisals aren't due back until the 19th, but I would like to discuss a little bit what our next steps will be in that process. Also want to mention that I sent you an email earlier today. It's not part of the agenda, but we did have interest expressed. Another company did contact Walt Mayo, and he passed it on to me. And as with anyone who made an inquiry, I would speak to them. And we did get that background information that I sent you. And that's for discussion at another time, because as Dennis will confirm, the original RFQ did have a date on it. So we have to finish that work before we move on to anything else. But, I would urge you to read through that and do your own research on it. I did meet with them. Seems to be a very good company, but that's not for discussion tonight. So let me move on.
Jack, Charlie Sampson, just if you sent something out today, I did not receive it.
Well, it won't make any difference, Charlie, because we're not going to discuss it today anyways. But, check your mailbox. And it's background information about the company and the kind of work they do. And again, it's a very viable company. So, but that's for another day. All right, let me get back to the appraisal. I don't know if we've heard of any submissions yet. I would doubt it, since the date is the 19th. I know there was some interest in it. So I'm hoping that we'll see something by next Monday. So my question with all of you is, how do you want to proceed with this? Do you want Walt to send all those applications out to everyone on the 19th? So you all have time to do it? Or do you want to have a subcommittee to do a quick review, or just do your own review and then come back for the full meeting on the 26th, following Monday? Yeah, I guess it would be the
26th. Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Jack, it's Charlie. I think you should probably just send them out. I mean, I think the majority of us have been going through this. We actually sat through the presentation of the one that we did get, and I think that we could look at it and come up with a few questions that I think we should probably discuss at our next meeting. And unfortunately, I won't be there. I'll be out of the country. But then schedule interviews with the companies that following that.
Okay. Other thoughts?
I'd like to be caught up to speed on that also. I'm relatively new on this, so I'd like to see it and get my hands on it.
Okay. And look, even before the next meeting, if you have questions that you'd like to have answered before that meeting, if you send them along we'll forward them and hopefully get some answers. Look, I don't want to slow this process down. James will tell you that I think it's three Januaries in a row I've said at WPCA meetings that this has got to be done by the end of the year. And I'm still sitting here, and all I'm doing is getting grayer. Okay, but we, you know, seriously, we've got to get to the end of the road on this, one way or the other, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, getting this appraisal is, I think, critical for due diligence on our end, but I don't want to slow it up. I mean, I was looking the other day, I don't know if you realize it, our first meeting was last September. Ooh. Last September. So, you know, we haven't made a heck of a lot of progress in a year. And I'm here, I'm talking about getting it done by the end of this year. So that may be wishful thinking on my part. That's my goal. That's my goal. So, all right. So as of now, we will send it out. Probably, well, I don't know if it'll be Walt. All these applications go to Walt on the city website. And as soon as they come in, at the end of that day, we will immediately send them out to everyone. I would ask you to read them over. If you have any questions in advance of the meeting, get them back, because at the meeting, I think that's where we'll decide who we'll actually interview and try to get those scheduled as quickly as possible after that, because it will take some time for them to do the appraisal. Yeah. So, any other thoughts?
One more thought. I think James brought it up the last meeting. Not that I suggested for this meeting, because there's only four of us here basically, but maybe we should go an executive session just to talk about what we feel about Aquarian's appraisal and what they're going to give us for it, because some people may not be fully on board with it before and spend all this other money on appraisals.
Well, I think we're going to have the appraisal done either way, Chris, because
either way. Okay. All right.
Because, you know, in order for us to make a decision, we have to know what the value is on our end. You know, Aquarian obviously did that due diligence on their end.
I got it.
They told us what they think. We need to have those estimates for ourselves, whether it becomes Aquarian or whatever else might surface. We have to have an idea of the fair
value. All right. That's fair enough.
Yep. You know, it's a good question, but I would like to move forward.
Oh, absolutely. Forward is better.
Yes. All right. Anything else on that? You know, again, I think we've covered next step discussions. It's just been a while since we met, and I just wanted to make sure we kept going. I would urge you also to read what I sent you today for future reference. Dennis, have I missed anything?
No, Jack, I think that's fine. I think it's good. I think we've got to get the responses to the RFQ back on the appraisers, and then there should be some substantive discussions with everyone. And we'll go from there. You know, I think it's tough to make any decisions when you have a proposal from the one company that responded to the RFQ. You just need a little bit more arrows in your quiver, I guess, you know, for lack of a better term. You got to know where you're going. You got to get some people behind you other than me, you know, other professionals that can help you with this. And hopefully this time around, the RFQ is responded to with a little bit more interest, so we can really push it forward. Because I think once we do get an appraisal on board, I my hope is that things really do start to roll, because, you know, you can ask the legal questions of me and I'm going to give you a response, you know. But if you're talking to, hey, Dennis, how much is the valuation of this? You know, that's not where I am. And you guys need the answers to those questions.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so my hope is that once we get someone that the subcommittee is satisfied with, that we can get it through the Board of Aldermen relatively quickly, and you guys can have somebody to really respond to what you need.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll you know, make a lot of progress in a short period of time.
I did see today one of the people who had expressed an interest in the appraisal had some surgery today. I hope that doesn't slow things down, but we shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see. Yeah. I'd like this. I'm hoping we get two or three proposals, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Okay. Well, again, we'll get stuff out to you as soon as possible. Read it over, and we'll get back together on the 26th. And the goal on the 26th will be to select the people that we want to interview. And I would even suggest after that meeting that we schedule an immediate meeting at the end of the interviews and not wait 2 full weeks, but try and do it as quickly as possible. So with that, if someone wants to make a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. We'll get back to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.